All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It is a Friday in the first hour, and we check in with our Hollywood insider. It is Jan Wall. Jan, how are you?
Exhausted. What a hard week.
A hard week. All right.
Yes, well, a tough week. A challenging week.
A challenging week. We will get to that a little bit later, but we do have our first guest with us. It is our filmmaker, Lisa Hurwitz, and she has directed a new film called The Automat, and that is going to be opening today over at the Albany Twin in my neck of the woods. I live about 10 minutes from that theater. Very exciting. And this is about the restaurant chain, The Automat. And Lisa, first of all, welcome to the show. And it's amazing the famous people, and some who have left us now, but the amount of famous people that you got to be in this film. Were you surprised that they were all in when you asked?
Well, I got really lucky. No, I learned to never be surprised when it came to this subject matter, because The Automat is just, it's such a powerful door opener. It's something that people care about so strongly, and all kinds of people, including, you know, celebrities and, you know, public servants.
I loved seeing Mel Brooks in there. He obviously was so attached to this subject matter of this restaurant. For people who don't know, it was a chain in Philadelphia, New York City, where people could open a little sliding door and get food. And it was great because it was easy and they had great coffee. And the way the place looked was like something out of Europe. Gorgeous. It must have been fun.
They were.
What was it like to work with Mel Brooks on this?
Well, you know, Mel was incredibly generous, and I was not expecting him to, you know, give an interview like that. It was, you know, I was sitting with him, I think, for an hour and a half, and, you know, he just kept going, like, you know, if you thought it, he was doing incredibly in the interview, and then it just kept getting better and better, and I don't understand how he can remember such things from, you know,
to a man his age?
90 years ago. I mean, he's recalling things from when he was 5 years old. I don't know how someone can do that in great detail like he did, and not only did he remember it, but he made everything funny, and he made everything poignant, and you know, I'm incredibly lucky. And then, of course, he offered to contribute an original song that he wrote and recorded to the film.
Oh, incredible. Incredible.
When you think about the whole thing about during segregation, that this was something that made the people who were marginalized feel equal and welcome, something that might not have occurred to us in the beginning, right?
You know, I had no idea about that in the beginning when I first became interested in the subject. You know, I really liked cafeterias, and that's why I wanted to, you know, make this film initially. They fascinated me. It was this dining format from before my time, and it seemed like such a great idea because I'm a very idealistic person, and I liked the idea of, you know, people sharing tables with each other and abundance. I ate in my college cafeteria, which was really my introduction to the cafeteria format. But as I got further and further into this, yes, I did realize there was also this, you know, social importance when it comes to diversity and inclusion. It was a restaurant for everyone. Yes, New York was already, you know, integrated. You know, they were not the first restaurant to integrate, but they sort of represent it because they were the big restaurant chain. They were all over, and New York was like the capital of the North, and so people look to The Automat as an example of, you know, desegregation, and I can understand why.
And I love the part of the film. I just love this movie. It was so fun to watch, and I love the part of the film where it's about, it was a place where women felt safe to go as, you know, like at this one point there were suddenly all these women stenographers and secretaries and working women, and they needed a place to go where they weren't going to be harassed by men, or it wasn't a bar, or, you know, they needed a place to go for a quick lunch, and this gave them a safe place.
It absolutely did, and I love how, and again, this wasn't something that I knew about when I first began, but with this story, it's just kept getting better and better. I just kept finding more and more reasons that I felt it was an important story to tell. But for cafeterias to, you know, come into being in the beginning of the 20th century because women needed a place to go, I think it's incredible. You know, cafeterias at that time, they were white, they were marble, they were sanitary, they were beautiful, they were affordable, and, you know, they were women's places.
Oh. And also the thing I think is very interesting, we kind of get an inside baseball look of the interviews, you know, like little quips, maybe things that people didn't know that you were going to keep in. Do you like that sort of behind the curtain look when you were doing these interviews?
I don't even understand how I got, you know, so lucky with this topic and all of the behind the scenes, you know, that I got to experience. It was really a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and the people that I got to meet, and, you know,
Colin,
I still
Powell,
talk to
wow.
Mel Brooks.
Yeah, I love yeah. Colin Powell in it.
Uh-huh. And he was just, Colin Powell, he was so welcoming to our crew. Like, he had my mother gushing. She was there at the interview, I got really lucky. You know, I'm pretty young. The Automat is way before my time. Even the figures, the people who are in my film, you know, they're from before my time too. And I love how this project sort of connected me with the past, and it was such an incredible education for me.
I love the film clips. You know, I'm an old movie buff, and so for me to see those nice old film clips, you know, and the song, and the, you know, let's have another cup of coffee, let's have another piece of pie, you know, all that kind of stuff is just, I don't know, it just brought me back too. I mean, and I don't remember the Automats ever, but I love the part that you put in, because I kept thinking, but what about the quality of the food? You know, what was the quality of food like? And you answer that in this, which is great.
That's what they were known for. Mm-hmm. Was quality, and that was a part of the DNA of this company from the very beginning. And, you know, unfortunately, they weren't able to sustain it forever, but they mm-hmm. sustained it for many, many, many decades.
Mm. And then finally, what would be maybe the your favorite part, like maybe just the 5-minute part of the film that just is your favorite?
Oh, wow. What's my favorite part of the film? I mean, I am obsessed with Mel's song that
yeah,
he wrote.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe the end credits. but any scene with Mel, it's just mm-hmm. the jokes just never get old for me. He's so funny, and he was just so effortless. Mm-hmm. When he's otherworldly. But we have this song at the Automat, which Mel Brooks wrote for the film and sang for the film. He asked me, you know, what he could do to help me, and I said I'd love a song. So, you know, when you come to see the Automat in Albany, or, you know, wherever you are in the Bay Area, you know, stick around for that song at the end. And the film is also going to be playing opening today at the Vogue Theater in San Francisco.
Cool.
At the Raphael Theater in Marin,
yeah.
At the Summerfield Cinemas in Santa Rosa, and then, as you mentioned, in Albany. What's the name of the theater in Albany?
The Twin.
The Twin.
All
so
right.
we're really going all out today in the Bay Area. Hope you guys show us some love. I'm here right now at the Annapolis Film Festival in Maryland, where the film's going to be. Having its Maryland premiere.
All right,
tonight.
It's an exciting day for Lisa Hurwitz. The film is called
Lisa.
The Automat, and thanks for coming by.
Great, great movie.
All right,
thank
I'm Rick
Tittle
with Jan Wall, and we'll take a quick break and come on back on Sports Byline.